It's time to get excited because this is our Carrie Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Award Week. All right. We have five awards that we're going to be bestowing upon some very, very, very deserving community members and really embodying what this award is all about. All right. To honor our late friend, Carrie Wynn McLeod.
And today, the Women in Arts Award recipient, we're pleased to welcome to the studio, Raquel Smith.
Hey, welcome.
Raquel is the founder and artistic director of Ocean Dance Studios in PEI. Originally from the Bahamas, she blends her Bahamian heritage with Canadian dance culture, celebrating and evoking the vibrant rhythms of the Caribbean. She is a multidisciplinary artist with over 10 years of performance experience, an alumna of Holland College's School of Performing Arts. She is deeply involved in community initiatives and cultural arts. Raquel is also the program and events coordinator for the Black Cultural Society of PEI and the administrator outreach coordinator for the Canadian Women of Color Leadership Network in Ottawa. Raquel champions diversity and inclusion in the arts, serving on boards like the Fringe Festival, Fusion Charlottetown, and Kinetic Studio Dance based in Halifax. Raquel's artistic contributions span festivals, community events, and media, including music videos and documentaries. Through her work as a fire dancer, choreographer, and educator, Raquel fosters inclusivity and empowerment, creating spaces where diverse artists and youth can unite to celebrate the Caribbean spirit of PEI's artistic scene. The recipient of this year's Carrie Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Award for Women in Arts, Raquel Smith.
Congratulations, Raquel.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you, first and foremost, for getting up early and being here on a very cold morning.
Yeah.
You have been here before as an interesting Islander, so we know you a little bit, and we're going to get to know you a whole lot better here over the next hour or so. But I think the first thing that we should do is probably hook you up with your award.
Let's present this award.
Let's present the award to Raquel, because I know that she's been waiting for it. Look at that.
Yes. It gives us such pleasure to present this to you. Obviously, Carrie Wynn McLeod made a huge impact in the lives of Islanders, and all of us are so excited to hand this award to you because you too are making such an impact on the island. So I have to first ask, how does it feel to be the recipient of this award?
I'm pretty much still speechless, to be honest. When I first received the email, I had to look at that twice. I'm like, what is this email now? Is this really for me? And it took me a minute to just digest it. Uh-huh. And I was shocked. I did shed a few tears because I'm like, who voted for me? And being able to receive my first ever award in regards to the work that I do, I'm truly humble. I'm truly humble and grateful.
Incredible. All right. Well, let's stop there for a second. We're going to get to unpack your story here in a few minutes. All right. And we'll make sure that everybody knows just how deserving, because we know. We know how deserving you are of this, but we want to make sure everyone else does too. So we'll have more with our very first winner this year of a Carrie Wynn McLeod Woman of Impact Award, Women in Arts, Raquel Smith.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott.
The Quicker Picker Upper.
Transform your home during Prestige Kitchens and Home Decor's Warm Up Your Home Winter Sale.
Air, education, and vital services. That's tourism, building a stronger PEI for Islanders.
Hi there. A mix of sun and cloud today. Wind northwest gusting to 40. Today's high is -9 with a -17 wind chill this afternoon. Some clouds tonight, clearing by midnight. Light wind, a low of -14 with a -22 wind chill overnight. And tomorrow, sunshine. Mix of sun and cloud in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high is -3. Right now it's -14 with a -23 wind chill in Summerside and in Charlottetown. Scott Chapman's got a big list for us.
Yeah, the list keeps growing. About 773 Troy Roy Campbell serving West Isle Family of Schools, running 1 hour late. Bus 62 at James Worth serving Sherwood Elementary, Stone Park Intermediate, and Charlottetown Rural, running 1 hour late. Bus 130, John Gormley serving Birchwood Intermediate and Charlottetown Rural only, running 1 hour late. Bus 134, driven by Graham Jackson, serving West Kent Elementary and Colonel Gray, running 1 hour late. Bus 312, Mike Eldershaw to Ecole Francois Biot, running 1 hour late. Bus 309, Whitney Chason to Ecole LaBelle Cloche, running 30 minutes late. Bus FSB 2128, Barb Godfrey to Ecole Francois Biot, 30 minutes late. Bus 337, Edgar Durand to Ecole St. Augustine in Rustico, 1 hour late. Bus 516, Timothy Goody serving West Isle Family of Schools, running 1 hour late. Bus 74, driven by Chris Durand, serving Glenn Stewart Primary, Stratford Elementary, Birchwood Intermediate, and Charlottetown Rural, running 1 hour late. Bus 96, Charlie Sharon's bus to Englewood School is running late. And bus 771, Greg Wardrobe, serving West Isle Family of Schools, running 1 hour late.
Oh, you're done. Oh, sorry. Didn't know. You sure you don't have another one that's going to just come in there right now? No.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Also online at ocean100.com. More with Raquel Smith next. There's a bathroom on the right. No, it's Bad Moon Rising. Yeah, there's a misheard lyric. It's CCR, Ocean 100. Hi, good morning, and welcome to the show. It's 7:52. Again, can't say it enough. Check the website for the list of late buses before you send your kids out to the curb to wait for said bus, because there are quite a few late ones this morning, okay? It is Carrie Wynn McLeod, Women of Impact Week. Raquel Smith is our first recipient for Women in Dance or Women in Arts. You do a lot of dancing, though. I know that. Yeah, there you go. All right, so let's start unpacking Raquel's story.
Okay. And we had the pleasure of having you join us before, so we know that you, of course, came from the Bahamas. What first brought you to PEI?
Well, initially what brought me to PEI was Holland College.
Right.
So I found out about Holland College. I was in a band back at home, the All-Star Band. And it was a lot of musicians that were getting like scholarships to go to, you know, to go to universities and mm-hmm. colleges. And Holland College happened to be one. So my close friend, she told me about it. And she's like, oh, they have a dance program. And I was like, really? And I was like, okay, where is this place? And she told me, we look at the map. We saw no kind of connection, bridge, or anything. It was just an island surrounded by water, literally. And this was in 2017. So I said, okay, well, let's take a look at it. And she said that she was interested in going. And I think at that point of my, like at that point of time in my life, I felt that I was ready to just leave home and embark on a new venture. Mm-hmm. I've always really wanted to go off to school to dance, to be honest, from my graduated high school. And even my college back at home, I found nothing interesting on the list of, you know, courses. And I was like, okay, there's no dance. So what is me to do? So what is there for me to do in school? I really didn't know.
Right.
Until my uncle told me, you know, you should look into marketing and so forth. And you could do a lot of things with that. So, you know, I did that, but dance always was just still at the top of my list. So I still was, you know, dancing in various hotels, private events. I still was in the All-Star Band. So I think at that point, when I found out about Holland College, I felt like I did everything that I could have possibly done back at home.
Okay.
And I always wanted to be on bigger stages. So that was always a big thing for me, to like connect like internationally with artists and just to be able to expand my wings. And I just took that risk. I told my mother, and she was like, okay, if this is what you really want to do. And she's always my number one cheerleader, always backing me up no matter what. So she's like, okay, this is what we could do. And it was always finances that I think hold me back. Not necessarily putting that burden on my shoulders, but just always thinking about, you know, the parent and so forth. And she's like, you know what, don't worry about it, we'll make it work.
Wow.
And I said, okay. Well, I was already working for a year, so I was still a full-time student. I was finishing my college degree. And then she's like, okay, let's go for it. And that's what brought me to PEI.
And what, now, obviously you've gone through Holland College and you're still here. This, you were talking about 2017, you know. It's 2025 now, so what kept you here? Why are you still here?
Well, I like to think about it that based on my journey, and I know what it was for me to enroll in Holland College and all the work that not just my mother, but my family did to support me. We did grill outs. We raised funds just for my tuition.
Oh, great.
I still was working a little bit on the side to assist. So I just looked at it as, doing all those sacrifices, it doesn't come easy. And I'm like, okay, if I'm already here, then what's the purpose of going back home? You know, yes, I could do a lot of things as well, because the main thing was just more recognition in the work that I do to be able to, have that high bar back at home.
Right.
But like I said, I always wanted to be on bigger stages. I always wanted to connect internationally. And I always just wanted to really expand my wings. So I decided to stay. And my mother and my family, they supported me. And she's like, okay, well, we'll see where it goes. And I just took that risk.
You're doing pretty good. We'll have more to chat about here. Just hold that thought for a second, because it's time to do the celebration calendar.
Time for the Ocean 100 celebration calendar, presented by the Confederation Bridge.
Oh, you remember this. This is our birthday list, right? Yeah, you remember this. Happy birthday to my old buddy, Terry Frizzle, celebrating today. Happy birthday, buddy. Maybe you've been on a Terry Frizzle bus going to a concert somewhere once upon a time. Well, he's just a terrific fella. That's with love for Mans and the boys. Have a great day today. Terry, my man. Matt Hanna, he's in at least 13 different bands. Very talented dude, though. Happy birthday, buddy. Lori Arsenault is celebrating today in St. Nicholas. Love mom-in-law Norma. Randy McMillan is celebrating from the Clarks. Clara McDonald, an 11th. Love mama, dad, brother Liam, and fur babies Alice and Clint. Belated for Alice Makarov, 5th birthday. Love mom, dad, sister Eva, and Phoebe. And a belated for Heather McDonald, 62nd, from Stephanie Allen and the kids.
A happy 51st birthday to Kimmy, with love from her favorite husband, Devin. Finnegan and Sirsha as well. Kimmy in Stratford. Rona Banks, much love from Wilf, Chelsea, Quinlan, Brexton, and Matthew. Belated birthday wish for Ida Noonan in Charlottetown. Happy 60th to you. Belated 15th to Evan Bruce from all his friends and family. And Elliot O'Brien, 11th birthday. That's from Mom, Dad, Harper, and your furry siblings.
Happy birthday to Leanne Locke in Charlottetown. Happy 6th birthday, Nora Long. And that's from Mima and Grampy. Nora's in Cornwall. So celebrating today, Linda Dunning in Charlottetown. Happy birthday to you. Heather McDonald turning 62. Maddie Campbell in Summerside, 25 years old today. A big ol' happy birthday to Dalton Gass, who's 17. Great hockey player. That wish comes from his mom, Josie, dad, Dan, Mackenzie, and Biscuit. And a happy 6th birthday to Miss Ruthie Jean Morrison in Cardigan. And that's lots of love from Aunt Julie.
Think the kid's name is Biscuit, or is that a pet?
I know that's a pet.
That would be a fun name for a kid. Yeah, come on, Biscuit. Let's go to hockey.
Hunters.
No? Okay. Happy birthday to everybody celebrating. Our first woman of impact this year is Raquel Smith. We have more with her coming up next.
Weekdays at 7:50. Listen for the Ocean 100 Celebration Calendar, presented by the Confederation Bridge.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you.
Just $55 plus tax and gratuity. Call 902-620-4264 to reserve your seat.
Ocean 100 News.
Sunny periods for today at a high of minus 9. Right now, it is minus 14. Good morning. I'm Scott Chapman. This newscast brought to you by Hansen Solar Energy, now offering solutions for residential, commercial, and farm. U.S. President Donald Trump says across-the-board tariffs on Canadian goods are coming this week, and Canadians are now waiting to see if he follows through with the threat. Trump paused the 25% tariffs and 10% levy on Canadian energy for a month in February. As a result, Ottawa has beefed up border security, and Canadian leaders have tried to make a diplomatic push in Washington to try and stop any possible tariffs. Longtime Cardigan MP Lawrence McCauley made it official on Saturday. He will not be a candidate in the next federal election. McCauley made the announcement before a packed gymnasium in St. Peter's Bay. McCauley has been the MP for the Cardigan riding for over 36 years, having been first elected in 1988. In all, McCauley won 11 elections, making him one of the longest-serving MPs in Canadian history. 97th Academy Awards were held last night in Hollywood. Anora, a strip club Cinderella story, was crowned Best Picture along with four other awards, including Best Director and Best Actress, Mikey Madison. Kieran Culkin took home Best Supporting Actor for his role in A Real Pain, while Adrian Brody took home Best Actor for The Brutalist. Zoe Saldana won Best Supporting Actress for her role in Amelia Perez. A number of late buses this morning. Bus 773, Troy Campbell, serving West Isle Family of Schools, running 1 hour late. Bus 62, James Worth, to Sherwood Elementary and Stone Park Intermediate and Charlottetown Rural, running 1 hour late. Bus 130, driven by John Gormley, serving Birchwood Intermediate and Charlottetown Rural, 1 hour late. Bus 134, driven by Graham Jackson, serving West Kent Elementary and Colonel Gray, running 1 hour late. Bus 312, Mike Eldershaw to Ecole Francois Biot, running 1 hour late. Bus 309, Whitney Chason to Ecole LaBelle Cloche, running 30 minutes late. Bus FSB 2128, Barb Godfrey to Ecole Francois Biot, 30 minutes late. Bus 337, Edgar Durand to Ecole St. Augustine in Rustico, 1 hour late. Bus 516, Timothy Goody, serving West Isle Family of Schools, running 1 hour late. Bus 74, driven by Chris Durand, serving Glenn Stewart Primary, Stratford Elementary, Birchwood Intermediate, and Charlottetown Rural, running 1 hour late. Bus 96, Charlie Sharon's bus to Englewood School, is running late. And bus 771, Greg Wardrobe, serving West Isle Family of Schools, running 1 hour late. Ocean 100 Sports brought to you by Summerside Chrysler Dodge, a Jeep Ram. UPEI men's basketball Panthers won their first Atlantic University Sport Championship in 22 years on Sunday, beating the number one ranked St. FX X-Men 84-79. Kamari Scott, 24 points in that final. Women's basketball Hurricanes, a strong showing all weekend, but came up just short in the final, losing 68-53 to the St. Mary's Huskies. Mount St. Vincent Mystics beat the Holland College Hurricanes 72-62 to win the ACAA Women's Basketball Championship in St. John. NHL, it was the Leafs over the Penguins 6-5 in overtime. Minnesota blanked Boston 1-0. Carolina edged Calgary 2-1 in overtime. Dallas doubled up St. Louis 6-3. Rangers blanked Nashville 4-0. Vegas shut out New Jersey 2-0. NBA, the Raptors beat Orlando 104-102. And at the Brier in Kelowna, BC, PEI's Tyler Smith, the rink, dropped a couple of games on Sunday. Today, they face Alberta's Brad Jacobs rink, which includes Brett Gallant. Ocean 100 weather is coming up next.
Hey folks, Solar Jeff here. Forget spring, forget winter. March means one thing, home show season. That's right, folks, the season of home improvement dreams. And Hanson
sign their name on local sports teams' jerseys. When you're doing business with Summerside Chrysler Dodge, you're doing good for your community. Come home to
Summerside Chrysler Dodge.
Ocean 100 weather, mix of sun and cloud for today. Those winds gusting to 40, a high of minus 9. Tonight, partly cloudy, becoming clear near midnight. Winds becoming light this evening and a low of minus 14. Tuesday, sunny, becoming a mix of sun and cloud in the afternoon and a high of minus 3. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions. Three more late buses. Bus 449, driven by Michelle Labolt, serving Surrey Regional School, running 30 minutes late. Bus 426, Jeremy Lewis, serving Mount Stewart Consolidated, running 1 hour late. And bus 414, Jenna Broomfield, serving Belfast Consolidated, running 30 minutes late. Right now, minus 14 with a minus 22 wind chill in Summerside, minus 14 with a minus 23 wind chill in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
Three more late buses. Three. That is an absurd list, and I have a funny feeling we're going to be talking about this later today. All right, you can find that list on our website, ocean100.com, of all the late buses, okay? And at least it's sunny out. Let's tie up Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts. Today's question... She won Best Actress in 1933, 1967, 1968, and 1981. Good span there. That is the most all-time as well. Who is it? Had a lot of great guesses this morning. A lot of terrific guesses, like Liz Taylor, Jessica Tandy. The key here was the 1981 Oscar.
That gave it away for me.
Katharine Hepburn.
That's right.
Is exactly who it was. On Golden Pond was the movie. Jill seems to know a little bit about that movie, maybe.
I did, but mostly I just really, I feel really pleased when I get the trivia answer.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's and, all it is, hey?
Yeah, no, it was. Yeah. I saw the movie as well. It was, yeah, really good.
Okay, awesome.
But yeah, I got the trivia answer.
Okay, that's the main thing. So the main takeaway is that Jill got the trivia answer this morning all on her own. If you did too, you're now officially in the draw for the $100 gift card that we'll give away on Friday from Robbins. More with Raquel Smith. She is our first Woman of Impact Award winner this year. And we'll have more with her coming up next.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show for Home Hardware, Charlottetown and Kinloch, where customer service is number one.
John Mellencamp, Jack and Diane, it's Ocean 100, 814. Good morning. It is International Women's Week this week, and we are celebrating by giving out our Carrie Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Awards this week. And joining us this week, our first winner, or joining us today, I should say, our very first winner for Women in Arts is Raquel Smith. Welcome.
Thank you.
And congratulations.
Thanks.
And thank you for realizing that I'm a little rusty after a few days off. So I appreciate that in advance. And this is fantastic because we are celebrating women this week. And obviously your story is so fantastic. You came here from the Bahamas. You went to Holland College. You're still here and you're still able to, you know, engage in your passion, which would be dance, right?
Yes.
Okay. So has dance always been that passion for you?
I would like to think that way.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I started dancing at the age of 4, but like any young child being attached to their mother at that age, when she decides to put you in dance, you know, you might be crying, you might be on your worst behavior.
Yeah.
That was me.
Okay.
I was that child. But then eventually, once again, you go into classes every week, so you get accustomed and used to the environment. And I think my teachers, they were very good of, you know, consoling me, making me feel comfortable, just at a young age. And then I have a lot of good mentors that really saw true potential in me as I kept going. So I think, you know, even like growing into dance, at some point you might be like, oh, this isn't for me. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not my thing. But for some reason, it just naturally became my thing to the point where even, you know, my cousin Nelly, she'd be like, okay, Kelly, we're going to do this dance competition and I'm going to be dancing and I'm going to win. And I'm like, okay. So it's like, even like my family, you know, used to be just rooting me on to win these competitions. So it just became a part of me and I grew to love it each and every day. And like I said, you know, I had some amazing mentors and being able to have full exposure back at home, right. Not just dancing at my own school, but I was able to go to various other schools, connect with other dancers, connect with other teachers, learn their style, and being able to do cultural exchanges, going to Tennessee. So just having that broad experience really just, you know, ignited me as much as possible to really love dance.
Mm-hmm. And what gives you the most joy about dancing itself?
Wow, I thought about this question. it's a lot of factors that can go into that, but I think what really brings me joy is just movement.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that each and every day I can be able to move, to express myself. If it's a bad day, if it's a good day, to tell stories with my body, to be able to, you know, move with other artists and be able to interpret their stories or their vision. And even if it's just like for commercial purposes or just having a joyous time,
right.
I think movement is so crucial that sometimes I feel like if I didn't have that opportunity to move, like that means I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do.
Right.
A part of me is missing. And I think that what really ignites me here on PEI to keep pushing and doing what I love to do is so much little gaps that I'm missing that I'm trying to be able to fill little by little.
Yeah.
For others, but a lot for myself, because I'm so used to being a busybody. I'm used to, like, you know, being a full-time student, working full-time, yeah, dancing twice or three times out the week, you know, training and doing all these different things. So I try to keep myself as busy and involved and moving as much as possible. But yeah, if I'm not moving, then to me, a part of me is missing.
There's no question you're passionate about it. While you're talking, I was remembering you got the boys to do interpretive dance like Wind. Is that right, guys?
Is that what we did?
Yes.
So I'm sensing that that may happen later. But yes, your passion for dance is so obvious, so apparent. But I have to ask this. You came here and eventually you started your own dance studio in PEI, right? So yes. That's different. Was it hard? Was it tough to do that?
I wouldn't say it was hard. I would say more of it being very scary. Yeah. Scary to the point of just being a person, like a new international student here, wanting to take this new venture on. And more so with people really, you know, navigate towards my style and my art form, you know, not being from here and it still being something fairly new. And that was in 2020 when I established my business. It was, you know, leading into COVID. But wow. I still had, you know, because the island, people, you know, follow the rules. We had that 50% capacity. I had an amazing team on board with me to produce my first show, Calypso Secrets. So it's just having that support that I think that really fueled me, reminded me a lot of home. It was bittersweet at that point because I wish I, my mother could have been able to, you know, be able to have that experience of me and my uncle and my cousins. But, you know, it's more being like just a very scary feeling. And even today, I still feel a little bit scared in certain avenues. You know, yes, I have this studio. I operate out of other dance studios because it's more cost efficient. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think what still scares me sometimes is still trying to bring other kids and students into my space to be wanting to learn what I teach and wanting to learn a different culture, art form. And yes, I do contemporary. Yes, I do jazz. But I think the beauty of movement is just learning something new. And I'm hoping that I can still be able to push that out there for the community and see that expand in my business.
Awesome. All right. We'll have more with Raquel Smith coming up next.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott.
Please remove plastic before eating.
Recent events have caused all of us as Canadians to rethink our buying habits.
Moved his company's headquarters to the U.S., just like Trump wanted. Carbon tax carny. If he wins, Canada loses.
A message from the Conservative Party of Canada.
Mix of sun and cloud today, a little windy, high of -9 with a -17 wind chill by this afternoon. Some clouds tonight, clearing near midnight, light wind. Tonight's low is -14 with a wind chill near -22. And tomorrow, sunshine, a mix of sun and cloud in the afternoon, a high of -3 with a -9 wind chill by tomorrow afternoon. Right now it's -14 with a -22 wind chill in Summerside, -13 with a -22 wind chill. Here in Charlottetown. Scott?
Hang on, Scott. I'm going to go get some steps in while you do this. I'll be back.
Okay, yeah. Here are the late buses. We don't want anybody outside longer than they have to be. Bus 773, Troy Campbell, serving West Isle Family of Schools, 1 hour late. Bus 62, James Worth, to Sherwood Elementary, Stone Park Intermediate, Charlottetown Rural, 1 hour late. Bus 130, John Gormley, to Birchwood Intermediate and Charlottetown Rural, only 1 hour late. Bus 134, Graham Jackson, to West Kent Elementary and Colonel Gray, 1 hour late. Bus 312, Mike Eldershaw to Ecole Francois Biot, 1 hour late. Bus 309, Whitney Chason to Ecole LaBelle Cloche, running 30 minutes late. Bus FSB 2128, Barb Godfrey to Ecole Francois Biot, 30 minutes late. Bus 337, Edgar Durand to Ecole St. Augustine in Rustico, 1 hour late. Bus 516, Timothy Goody serving West Isle Family of Schools, 1 hour late. Bus 74, Chris Durand to Glenn Stewart Primary, Stratford Elementary, Birchwood Intermediate, Charlottetown Rural, 1 hour late. Bus 96, Charlie Sharon bus to Englewood School is running late. Bus 771, Greg Wardrobe to West Isle Family of Schools, 1 hour late. 449, Michelle Leybold, Surrey Regional School, running 30 minutes late. Bus 426, Jeremy Lewis to Mount Stuart Consolidated, 1 hour late. And finally, bus 414, Jenna Broomfield to Belfast Consolidated School, 30 minutes late.
Whew, and I'm back. I made it all the way to Ken's Corner, did you know? And back. Never have I ever seen a list that large. We'll wrap things up with our first Woman of Impact Award winner, Raquel Smith, next.
Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you. You were standing. I was there.
That's In Excess, Never Tear Us Apart, Ocean 100, 827. We've been hanging out this morning with Raquel Smith. She's our first winner this year with the Carrie Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Awards. She has her award now in hand, and very well deserved. Okay, you are very accomplished, and you know, you're really making a name for yourself here on Prince Edward Island, which is fantastic. You do an awful lot of volunteering too, right?
Yes.
So tell me why giving back to the community is such a big part of what you do.
I just love to be involved.
That's a great answer.
I literally just love being involved in just different activities and organizations and the work that they do. I would say in 2019, my first volunteer experience was with River Clyde Pageant. And one of my friends at that time told me about it. And I was just so like intrigued to know, you know, okay, what is River Clyde Pageant? Mm-hmm. I decided to stay here. I want to be able to dance. I want to be able to just, you know, meet new people. And I found out more about it, and I was, you know, because River Clyde has the accessibility that they do, I didn't even have a car then. I can't even tell you how I got down to New Glasgow, but clearly it was some form of communication, and it was a carpooling situation, and I just, you know, trust the process. Yeah. And it was an amazing experience just to be, you know, in nature for the first time and being able to dance in nature for the first time. So it was a joyous experience, but to be honest, it's just like, in order for me to do what I do, I have to be able to get out there. Mm-hmm. I have to meet people. I have to connect. I have to build relationships. And that's really, really vital for me. I feel like my growth has really stemmed from me connecting with others and building those relationships. And if I didn't do that, to be honest, I don't think I would have been able to accomplish as much as I have over the past few years. You know, me being able to take now trips within Canada. Like I went to Newfoundland for the first time last year for a whole dance conference, cool. A whole Atlantic dance conference. And that's through me just connecting with artists with based in Halifax and Nova Scotia. Halifax and New Brunswick, and to be able to meet new people and be like, oh, well, this is happening. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even know. And, you know, just connecting with these right. institutions and so forth, it has really built me a lot. And I've grown tremendously just learning more about the arts in Canada. And that's really, really important to my growth as a artist here. And yeah, that's basically, yeah, I just love to be involved. And I think if I don't do it, no one's necessarily going to come to me. I have to go out there to right. put myself out, take that risk, speak to people, and just connect.
I just have to say, and I've said this to you before, but I really admire all that you've accomplished, especially in hearing your story, knowing that you've, you know, you came here for school. That's a scary
yes.
decision in its own right, you know, and you've made all of these connections and truly made an impact in the lives of so many islanders. And I think it's so commendable that you basically built a community and you're continuing to do that. So you're so deserving of mm-hmm. this award. And we're so glad that you joined us today.
Thank you so much. To be honest, words still really can't express. I don't know who voted for me, who nominated me, but thank you so, so, so much. Sometimes I be a little hard on myself to feel that, am I really accomplishing what I need to accomplish? Is my work being put out there? Is it being seen? Are people reciprocating? And just to be able to have this award just really shows that.
For sure. All right. You are super deserving of that award. Congratulations,
thank
Raquel.
You.
Thank you.